French President Emmanuel Macron has won a second term, defeating far-right challenger Marine Le Pen. But the margin is projected to be closer than their first face-off in 2017, when he won by more than 30 percentage points. Malcolm Brabant has our report from Paris on what led to the Macron victory and Le Pen's stronger showing.
As she arrived to vote in a nationalist stronghold in northern France, Marine Le Pen said she was feeling serene, despite being behind in the opinion polls. This is her third crack at the presidency, and she's prepared like never before. But Le Pen was dependent on a low turnout, and especially reliant on the abstention of people who couldn't bring themselves to vote for the sitting president. She's appealed to poorer working-class families with pledges to bring down the cost of living. But promises to be a disruptive influence in the European Union have alienated those who want international stability while war is close by in Ukraine. The incumbent, Emmanuel Macron, is painting himself as an international statesman who can offer substance abroad and be all things to everyone at home. In the second round of French elections, many voters traditionally hold their noses as they cast their ballots because they have to vote tactically and not with their hearts. Reluctantly, librarian Caroline Alzieux voted for Macron.
I voted for one of them, but not out of belief or passion. I just voted to prevent civil war like the one you had during the Trump presidency.
Artist Raphael Onfray was also underwhelmed by Macron as president, but did what she believed was her civic duty.
I just voted for someone I disagree with and I don't really appreciate. So
you voted for Macron?
Well, I'm not supposed to say that, but yes.
Can I ask you how concerned you are about the prospects of a Le Pen presidency?
Well, for the first time, I'm very scared.
But not as scared as France's approximately 6 million Muslims. Le Pen has promised to ban headscarves in public places and to hold a referendum on immigration. Allahu Akbar, Allah. At the North African-inspired Great Mosque in Paris, community leaders have made their disdain for Le Pen abundantly clear.
How afraid are you of a Le Pen presidency?
For me, it's not a scenario I can envision. But if we imagine she is elected, it will be catastrophic.
Chemseddine Hafiz is rector of the Great Mosque and speaks on behalf of all France's Muslims.
She nourishes, she carries values that are racist and divisive.
This is Saint-Denis, one of the poorest and most diverse districts in France. Its deputy mayor, Leyla Temel, is a socialist of Turkish heritage. The area is hostile to Macron, but she says he has to be elected.
It's not a vote for his policies, but it's a rallying call for democracy, for the Republic, and against the National Front.
And Malcolm joins us now from the Macron campaign election night headquarters at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. It's good to have you with us. And this campaign, as I understand it, was beset by apathy. But in the end, Macron looks to have won a clear victory that surpassed his polling numbers. How did he pull that off?
This has been a vote for the soul of France. The numbers look impressive, don't they? 58% for Macron and 42% for Le Pen. And that looks, if you looked at the pure numbers, as being a great victory. But it's not a triumph. Emmanuel Macron was here tonight talking to his supporters and also to the nation, and he recognized that the people did not vote for his program. The reason why they voted for him in such large numbers was that they just couldn't stomach the thought of Marine Le Pen and her right-wing ideas being in the Élysée Palace, which is where the president lives. And so he knows that this is a country that's divided, and he was certainly not triumphalist at all. He knows that there's an awful lot of work to do to heal this country and to try to appeal to Madame Le Pen's supporters to prove that he is a president for all of France.
So, Malcolm, what does all this mean then?
What this really means is a continuation of stability. And it's really important, actually, for NATO, because it means that there's going to be no disruption. And that's what would have happened if Le Pen had got into the Elysee Palace. It's also very bad news for the Kremlin, because he would have liked Le Pen to win, because it would have caused chaos here.
Special correspondent Malcolm Brabant for us tonight in Paris. Thanks so much.